Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
More than 44,000 runners from 133 countries participated in yesterday's Berlin Marathon. In the end, one of them stood out above all the rest. Here and Now's Alex Ashlock has this report.
If there was any doubt who the best marathoner in the world is, Kenyan Eliud Kipchoge put that to rest on the streets of the German capital on Sunday morning.
This is Eliud Kipchoge in supreme form, 150 meters to run. The crowds of the German capital roar him on. He smiles now. He knows the record is his.
Sounds from the NBC Sports Channel as Eliud Kipchoge sprinted through the Brandenburg Gate into the history books. He ran 26.2 miles in just 2 hours, 1 minute, and 39 seconds. That broke the old world record by more than 1 minute. The previous mark, also set in Berlin by another Kenyan, Dennis Kometo, was 2 hours, 2 minutes, and 57 seconds.
I thought, honestly, it was one of the most sensational sporting performances in any sport that I've ever seen.
Ed Caesar followed the race from the UK yesterday. He's the author of the book 2 Hours, The Quest to Run the Impossible Marathon. He says Kipchoge's performance was the culmination of a lifetime of struggle and effort.
He did it by being in extraordinarily good shape, but he did it also because he absolutely has the most cast-iron belief in his own ability. The thing about the marathon is it's a brutal sport, and if you miscalculate what you think you can do, it can really humble you, in the words of Bill Rogers. So he just knew how good he was, how good he was feeling. He took that great risk because there was never any doubt, I don't think, in his mind that he could win the race. But what he really wanted and what he didn't have was the official world record. And he went and ripped it out of Dennis Kometo's hands yesterday.
In 2017, at a specially set up race on a Formula One racetrack in Monza, Italy, Kipchoge nearly broke the 2-hour marathon barrier Ed Caesar writes about in his book. In that race, he ran behind a pace vehicle with a huge clock, he had other elite runners around him to keep him on the necessary pace, and the weather conditions were ideal. He finished that marathon in 2 hours and 25 seconds.
I honestly can't see how anyone gets close to breaking 2 hours anytime soon in a competitive race like Berlin or London or Boston or wherever. You know, that I think that's a way off, because what I think we saw was a once-in-a-generation athlete yesterday, absolutely at the peak of his abilities, and he's still a minute and 40 seconds away from doing it. So if you set up a special race like they did in Monza and you get someone special like Eliud Kipchoge, it can be broken. But in a regulation marathon, I don't think so.
Even though Kipchoge now has the world record, his career is far from over. He's expected to return to Berlin next year. He could also run marathons in either Boston or London, where he's won before. And in 2020, he should be among the favorites in the Olympic marathon in Tokyo. He'll try to defend the title he won in Rio in 2016.
Yeah, you join a pretty select group of people at that point. And then I think every single question that you could ask of Eliud Kipchoge as a marathon will have been answered.
Since 1896, only 2 men have won back-to-back Olympic marathons, Ethiopia's Abibi Bikila in 1960 and 64, and Waldemar Sierpinski of East Germany in 1976 and 1980. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock.